You are listening to Concert Blast.
On a fast train, huh? I wasn't born no yesterday. That ain't good Christian raising, man. The eighth grade education ain't on needing y'all treating me this way.
I'm Josh Keenum from Canton, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Anya from Modesto, California, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Phil Manley. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Marita Curran. I'm from Philadelphia, PA, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Susie from Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
I'm George from Madrid, Spain, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Concert Blast, this is Brian Hasbrook along with
Tom Thompson,
Mike Arnold.
All right, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about ways of getting around, either metaphorically or physically. Ooh, look up the word if you don't know it.
Ooh. Yeah, he hit me with a blind one on that one.
Y'all
tell you.
Went stone cold silent.
Oh, man. But I tell you what, we're going to go through some modes of transportation or, like Brian said, those other words. So we'll start off with this show as transportation songs, and I hope you enjoy it. Send us an email, concertblast@gmail.com, and let us know what you think about this show and all of our shows. And also, if you want to be on our email list, that's very important. We'll put you on an email list.
Yes, it is. I mean, we'd love to know what you think about the show, some ideas about our show, and anything that can help us out, we'd appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, guys, we thought of a lot of different songs, primarily about cars. We know there's a lot of songs primarily about cars, but we're going to talk about different things that are going on. And you're going to hear from us what our input is. If you think anything else, please let us know about it. You may not hear it, but we'd love to hear from you.
And we know there's a whole lot out there, so give us some of your thoughts.
These things may not have car in the title, but they are about transportation. We're going to start out primarily car songs, guys.
This first song is, I think, one of by far our best shows and bands that we truly love. And, of course, Roger Taylor, one that wrote this song. I'm in love with my car.
Machine of a dream, huh?
That's exactly right. I think he was in love with his car and carburetor and everything.
Yes. But yeah, I tell you what, that's one band we all miss, don't we, guys?
Yes, we do. Very much so.
I'd love to see him with Paul Rogers.
I really would, but there ain't never going to be a Freddie.
We saw this song performed probably 3 or 4 times this year. This song is done by Deep Purple, but we saw it sang by Night Ranger. We saw it sang by Scrap Metal, and we're talking about Highway Star. Shaw Blades did a little number in that.
Well, but Joel Lynn Turner handled that song.
Yes.
Yeah, he did a great job. He's still got a great voice.
Sounded great.
Way to go, Joel.
Yeah, he
absolutely
did. Strong vocals.
Here's a perennial favorite of almost everybody I know. And of course, this is Springsteen. And there's quite a few of them, but we pull these out. Thunder Road.
Well, the night's busted open. These two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real. Trading these wings on some wheels, climbing back in the lungs, waiting down on the tracks. You will come take my hand, right now tonight to case the promised land. Thunder Road, Thunder Road, Thunder Road.
Pink Cadillac. Cadillac Ranch.
This next song came from definitely one of our favorite bands out there, especially live bands. The first song from the Destroyer album, which we're talking about, Kiss. And of course, the song is Detroit Rock City.
To slide into rides. Let's ride for a little while, and you can ride no better than a slow ride with Foghat.
Thank you.
just after you get off your Slow Rider fog hat, we can just jump on that magic carpet with Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride.
But you know what? One of the best kind of rides out there is when you can ride for free.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The winner couldn't set it better than free ride.
One more ride that I really like a lot, and that's Riding with the Captain. Ride, Captain, Ride, Blues Image.
Go to the next type of transportation. We're talking about trains out there, and what better sticks out about trains?
Yeah,
and you know what, Aerosmith, they got the train, and it rolls on with Train Kept Rolling.
A lot of guys don't realize this is an old Yardbirds tune.
That's exactly right. Come on in there, Brian.
It was already on when Aerosmith did it back in the mid-70s, man.
That's right. Well, you remember Steven Tyler coming through that curtain, and you could hear the train sound coming?
Woo!
Remember that?
And the big spotlight coming out.
Yes. Got closer and closer and closer.
But my favorite time to see them to do that was when I was singing with Steven Tyler up against the rail, and he put Train Kept Rolling, and he gave me the mic and said, all night long.
Woo!
Woo! Yes, sir, brother. Spotlight on me and all.
I'm surprised you didn't get famous for that.
I did.
That's how everybody remembers you, don't they?
That's right, baby.
Woo!
But I tell you what, trains can be crazy.
They can.
Especially this one by Ozzy Osbourne.
Because Ozzy's crazy anyway.
Yeah. Crazy train.
Maybe it's not too late.
This is a band that a lot of people probably never heard of. This one song is their by far their
song
biggest song.
This song.
And I tell you what, it rocks. But yes, this is a Blackfoot song, and I just love the way this song starts off, and it is Train Train.
Nice harmonica on the front.
But you got to skip forward to harmonica, and you only got like a 30-second snippet. The intro of that guitar sounds better than that harmonica.
Ooh, it does, man. It's rocking.
This next song is another song that's going to be running on a train, the last train running, our friends, Whiskey Falls.
Will there be tears for me when I go? Or will I be just another name carved in a stone? When I'm on the last train running and the devil's coming, doing all he can to take my soul. And I'm headed for the station, my final destination, praying for the Lord to take me home. When I'm on the last train running.
All right, you Sammy freaks.
You know what? You got that right. You know what? Sammy, you can just tell the way he goes on stage that he just goes around, and there's no way this guy can drive at 55. He goes too fast. So guess what? What does he tell everybody?
I can't drive 55. Now, Sammy on his live album says, it's 65, people. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, when it went up on the speed, yeah.
Yeah, it went up on the speed, and he says, it's 65, people. But anyway, we're going down. If you're going to drive, do this for me. Keep both hands on the wheel.
That's right. If you're going to drive fast, stay in the left lane. If you're going to drive slow, stay in the right lane, please.
If you're in America.
That's true.
If you're listening in London, don't pay no attention to this at all.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. The Doors, Roadhouse Blues.
I'll keep your eyes on the road, your hands upon the wheel. Keep your eyes on the road, your hands upon the wheel. Yeah, we're going to the roadhouse, gonna have a real a good time.
All right, this is just kind of a miscellaneous thing, guys, okay? We're just throwing stuff out there that doesn't quite fit into any other category. An old favorite of ours. He's probably the first one of the first bands I ever seen. That is Elton John with Rocket Man.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
I like Rocket Man by Elton John, but I also liked it by the Gin Blossoms. Did y'all?
I was going to say that. That was a beautiful, that was a compliment.
Yes,
absolutely.
Oh, very
Elton,
much so.
If you ever hear these guys, Gin Blossoms do a wonderful job of covering your song, man.
Keep doing it, man.
Yes.
And you know what? This next thing is something that you wouldn't necessarily think about because we're talking about a submarine.
Oh, yeah? There's a certain kind?
It's a certain color.
Oh, what's that?
It's yellow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Guess who did that?
Who?
The Beatles, man. I can never forget that.
The Beatles, Yellow Submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Who'd you say? The Beatles? Oh, no. I'm talking about the Who.
Oh, who was?
The Who.
I'm first.
Speaking of the Who.
Oh, Magic Bus.
Every day I get in the queue. takes me to you. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear.
Tell me what was so magic about the bus.
I want it. I want it. I want it.
That was so magic about it?
Yeah. But you can't have it.
That's right.
If we're going down the road, we're going to be trucking. But this time, we're going to be trucking in space with Deep Purple.
That's right, baby. And that's nothing but space trucking.
Come on.
This is such a bad song that you can't help but love it. And of course, you know, we're talking about Montrose / Sammy Hagar singing it, and it's about a motorcycle, which way back, I guess they called them a scooter. Of course, we're talking about Montrose and Sammy Hagar singing the song, and it's nothing badder than a bad motor scooter.
You get on your bad motor scooter and ride.
And it was bad to begin with because you could hear that motor scooter getting going and got you going, man, with that song.
I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
When Sammy used to have a special guitar to play that with, didn't he, at the beginning of that?
A little steel lap guitar.
Yeah, man, that thing rang. Man, he sit on the edge of the stage and do that?
He still does that.
Does he sit on the edge of the stage and do that, too?
I don't remember.
I can't remember if he's
doing that.
Last time I saw him, if he sat down on the edge of the stage or, I don't know.
Well, never sits down anymore.
I love Montrose. When Sammy was with him.
Absolutely.
After Sammy left, I didn't care for Montrose.
No, not at all.
But when Sammy got on up there, he went to Van Halen, and then he went to himself and got a little bad mouth, and I don't care for that anymore.
I didn't mind him as being the Red Rocker, though. I tell you what, man, he's some rocking songs.
Like I said, after he went with Van Halen, that's when he started turning, I think. Before that, man, he was just a rocker.
He was a Red Rocker on top of that.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this show on our transportations, or as Brian said, what is it, Brian, you said this show was about?
Metaphorically or physically.
Physically?
Don't know it, don't look it up. Don't know it.
Yeah, don't know it. Go look it up.
Yeah, if you don't know it, look it up.
There you go.
And we know there's a bunch more out there. Let us know some of the songs that you just love that has to do with some type of transportation. We'd love to hear from you.
But we had probably, 40, 50 songs, but we can't do that all songs on one show. So we had to narrowed it all down, and that's what we come up with. So send us an email, concertblast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to vote for us, right, Brian?
Absolutely. You go, you get on our website, go in the upper hand, click on the little vote link for us, get in there.
Get in there?
Get in there, man! Respond to that email, and that's all you need to do for us, man.
All right. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
And Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
God bless you, everybody. See you next time. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
My friends all drive Porsches. I must make it.
Listen to that Texas accent, man.